Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. So today, I want to talk about lack of work. I don't really want to say lack of work because I do believe that there's no lack in a universe. But in a sense of the word, lack of work or difficulty of getting a job or challenging of getting a job. And it's also my own doing. Because I am not taking the mark of the beast. Look, I've been working on my guns. It's like, okay, I'm not like working to be like a big kind of muscle guy. But because I was diagnosed with being 72 years young, all 72 years young, I was diagnosed with having my bones decrepiting. That's not even a word. My bones having osteoporosis. And so I challenged my doctor. That was like 3 years ago. So I challenged my doctor to be like, hey, I know how to fix this. So I'm going to, of course, she prescribed me calcium pills. And I've taken my spirulina, my moringa, my Irish moss, all my superfoods. I eat a lot of greens and vegetables and eating healthy and exercising and taking 1 or 2 hours in the sun every day if it's warm out. I live in New York City, so I get like 2 months of sun. So I do my best with that. And of course, a lot of weightlifting. So this is one of the reasons I got this body and these guns. But otherwise, and I also do yoga and stretching. So otherwise, I don't think I would do so much, but because I needed to get my body back into health. And I'm very grateful for it, so that's fine. So yeah, so today is about that of, it's been hard for me to land a job. Life is so funny. There's been great opportunities that offered, you know, it's like years before, I would have to chase work. But now work is reaching out and they're like, oh, oopsie, you got to be vaccinated. And I'm like, dude, I never caught COVID and I can test every Monday. I can test every day if you need me to. So, and I know it's my own doing because it's action. Whatever action you take, there's consequences, there's repercussions, and there is also good things that come out of it. So I'm not going to feel like that this is a lack. Because whatever it is, I'm going to roll with the punches and doing my best to pay my rent. If my rent is get paid and my phone bill gets paid, I'll be fine. Because what I've started doing is, and no shame about it, is I volunteer at the food shelter once a week. And I also want to do more volunteering elsewhere in different places. And so being part of that is they give you food, so that's awesome. So I've been taking food home and I cook it, and I can make food for once a week. I cook for once a week and I can eat the whole week because I'm resourceful and I'm thrifty. And so, of course, I don't want to be living on this level of not like doing this, but I'm doing what I can do. And so if you got a job, if you are an employer that hires people who work at home or hires people in your establishment and you don't need a vaccine, please holla at your boy and let's talk about it. But that's fine too if you don't, and if you got some resources, let me know. And if you want to chat and be a guest on my show, let me know on Wednesdays. And if you like to comment, subscribe, share, that'll be awesome. That can help me. So I appreciate it. So I was talking to a guest last Wednesday, and I think I will post that show probably in 2 months because I have like 3 to 5 interviews a day sometimes for my Wednesday shows. So sorry if you interviewed with me. You just gotta wait. You don't even have to wait. Just be juicy and watch my shows every week, you know? One of these days, yours will come up. It will come up. Patience is a virtue. And so, yeah, I've been missing a lot of work, and I think it's a test. However, I've been doing things online, and as some of you know, I do have OnlyFans. I gotta do what I gotta do. A baby gotta do what a baby gotta do. Remember the Rugrats, why he said that? A boy gotta do what a boy gotta do. A boy gotta eat, all right? I'm grateful I eat for free. However, my rent and my phone bills and my electricity, etc. is not free. So, and my heating bill, etc. So I'm doing my best to pay those and work on those. However, of course, I will want a job. I want to get out there and start being a productive member of society. And I refuse to take the mark of the beast because, as I mentioned with my guest, people, of course, he had the same argument, but a lot of people were like, well, you eat, people eat this and that and that. You do so many things in your body. And I was like, why are you arguing with me? Don't argue with me. Like, I'm not arguing with you. I don't care. My body, my choice. Remember the left? The left, my body, my choice. You remember that? You remember that? And I understand you have your counter argument about it. I don't care what your counter argument about it. My thing is my body, my choice. My choice. I choose what goes in my body, regardless if it's bad, if it's whatever. I just had something on my cheek, sorry. And so, yeah, so who are you? And anyway, this is not what about that. I'm just wanted to show that, to talk about that anyway. And so, it's been tough and challenging, but you know, when it's tough and challenging, it's good because then it kind of like makes you more resilient and makes you more want to do, you know, find solutions to do things. And sometimes I do some jobs here and there so I can get the bread, like they say, or put food on the table, on my situation, pay my rent. Because that's the only thing I need, is to pay my rent and my bills, because I eat for free and I'm very grateful for that because I need it. And so, yeah, this is a short one. So I'm not taking the vaccine or the mark of the beast because I don't... My intuition, God tells me, my body, I'm listening to my body, that I don't need it. And I rarely get sick. And if I ever did, I do meditation, yoga. And of course, that's my own thing. You can do whatever you want to do. So don't take my word for it. I meditate. I do yoga. I live a healthy lifestyle. I exercise. I eat well. And I understand many of you would have your argument about da 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 da. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about me. And I feel like it's my choice if I want to take it. Just because they're forcing me to take it, like they're taking my job away because I don't want to take the mark of the beast, makes me more stubborn and resilient to not take it. Like, you know, like Lord, our Lord and Savior, King, Sovereign Biden, a couple months ago, he was like, mandate. You know, it's funny how this country can get a mandate, but I cannot even get one date. Like, speaking of that, if you're watching this and you want to date me, let me know. Just the funny jokes anyway. You know, I like to make you laugh, you know. Black people always make jokes. I don't know if my jokes are funny. Maybe that will see if I'm black enough. Like, if I'm... If my jokes aren't funny, I'm not black enough because you're not laughing. And if I didn't vote for Biden, then I'm not black. So what does that make me? Anyway, so if you have taken the mark of the beast, please let us know how you feel, what you think. And we're not arguing. Let's just talk. And, you know, so if you've taken the mark of the beast and you can't still cannot find a job, how did that work out for you? Please let us know. And if you are working... Are you really happy at your job? Are you still going back to 1920? 19? No, we stopped at the 19. What am I talking about? Like the 2019? Like, Are you still running a rat race and depressed and you don't like your job? You're leaving us, you know? Let us know. I'm hoping to get out of that without taking the vaccine and be one of those people who didn't take the vaccine and never had COVID. That would be awesome and cool. And like I said, like, if I'm being forced to take it so I can have a roof over my head, guess what? Fuck it. I'll sell every shit you see behind me. I'll get in a suitcase and a backpack and start traveling the United States or living somewhere like downsizing. That's how deep I'm into this. I want to take this. But we don't need to go there and do all these shenanigans. So if you like to support another fellow human being who's not taking the mark of the beast, please, what you can do is, as I mentioned in another video of Love Language, my love language is acts of service. Like, share, comment, and subscribe. That will help me a lot. You don't even need to give me a dollar. Although $100 would be better than a dollar, but you don't even need to do any of that. What I mentioned prior is better. Acts of service. So this is why I'm not taking Mark of the Beast, and this is the video, and I'm no longer accepting shame, guilt, fear, judgment from others because I don't do it to myself. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.